Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good buddy Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is the author of the outstanding book Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. He's also the columnist for Yahoo Finance, and he's a longtime Brain Trust member. He's our good friend Rick Newman. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Happy to be back.
Good to have you back. We always count on Rick to bring us some new information, some very interesting reports on what people are finding about the economy and about the marketplace and factors that affect you and me and our small businesses. Rick, one of the things that you reported on recently is that companies are maybe I should say it this way: companies, and I guess at least in America, are sort of getting like the demographics of planet Earth. We're getting older, right?
That's right.
I mean, that's one
older
of the things. Older, go ahead.
Older and fatter.
Older and fatter. Well, but you know, if you think about it, look what's happening to demographics. I mean, the average age in Japan, Europe, most of the world is getting older. Not younger, because of, for a lot of different reasons, and so it looks like businesses are doing some of the same thing.
That's right, and this is important and problematic. But this is some new research from a couple of economists at the Brookings Institution, and they analyzed startup activity over the last 30 or 40 years, and they found a long term trend in fewer startups getting going. And the ones that do get started have been failing at a higher rate. So what this means is we have fewer young businesses, and older businesses account for an increasing portion of economic activity. And the reason this matters so much is because, you know well, Jim, young businesses are the ones that, the fast-growing young businesses are the ones that employ most of the people in the United States. So this has been happening at the same time a smaller and smaller portion of the adult population has been working, and I'm not sure we can make a direct connection, but it's clearly an important correlation there.
Well, and one of the two economists you mentioned is Bob Lighten, who's a member of my Brain Trust. Hasn't been on for a while, but we've known him a long time. So just thought I'd mention that to you folks. You may remember when Bob's been on in the past. But the thing that when I think about what's happening, I've been attributing it more to since 2008. And when people started predicting in 2009, just wait till the economy, till the startups get going again, the economy will really take off. And in those days in 09, I actually wrote this. I've got this on record that this was not going to happen because the conditions that are conducive to a healthy startup activity were not going to be there in this recovery. And it turns out I was right. But this report actually takes a broader view, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you're talking about the accidental entrepreneurs, people who got, you know, people who get laid off and just start a business, or, you know, even if it's a one-person business,
right.
To get by during that time. We've always seen that during recessions, and you're right, we didn't see that as much during the last recession as we thought we would. But this research goes back decades, and it shows that this is a trend that's been going on for 30 years. You know, we've got this interesting cutoff point of around 1979 or 1980. That's when income inequality started to get worse.
Hmm.
That's when the explosion of credit began. That's just an interesting data point in recent history. And that's around the time that entrepreneurial activity began to decline. And, you know, I don't think we necessarily noticed it back then because there was a great recovery from the recession of the early 80s and things where, you know, the economy boomed in the
right.
second half of the 1980s and did great in the 1990s. But while that was happening, you know, the entrepreneurial activity was declining subtly, and then it intensified, right, you know, when we hit the recession in 2008. So this is something that's been going on for a long time.
You mean
time,
the decline intensified, is what you mean? Want to make sure we...
That's right.
Yeah.
The decline in entrepreneurial activity
right.
Intensified with the recession in 2008.
And this is don't you think this is counterintuitive for a lot of people when they look back and on what happened in the 90s and even in the last decade?
Yes, it is counterintuitive.
It seems odd to hear this. We're going to get Rick to expand on this a little bit, and we're going to tie it into what kind of opportunity this has for you and me, those of us who are in business these days, who may not be quite as fat as the article seems to indicate. 22, right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.